Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Thursday, June the 24th, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour. And want to continue here before we do the drawing. The big drawing will come up this morning, and I'm going to tell you what you will win. It's one of our big prizes from Sugar Creek here momentarily. But wanted to let everybody know what happened at McDonald's this morning. Now, the long trilogy of this event has happened this way. I believe it was Monday morning, I went there, and I gave the lady at the window $1.12. Now, the price for the soda was $1.07, and the lady said, "Do you want your change?" And I'd never had that happen before, and I said, "Well, of course I do want my change." So I got the change, I believe I got the change on Monday. Or was this last Friday? No, I believe that happened last Friday. Then on Monday morning, I went through, and I gave them $1.12 again, and I got nothing back. No, so they took me for a nickel on Monday morning. Then on Tuesday morning, I went through and the same thing happened again. I gave them $1.12 and I got a receipt this time. And the receipt said they had put $1.07 into the computer. So, I had given them $1.12, but I'm down two nickels now. So now they got me for 10 cents. So this morning what I did was, when I went to the first window, I gave them $1.03, which would have shorted them 4 cents. But you know what? Nobody ever said anything. So I don't know if they're just not counting the money over there or what's going on. At this point, I have to believe that they're just not counting the money. Now, isn't that an odd occurrence? So does anybody have anything to say about that? Or Kai Mead being here in hour number one, anything to do with that? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I do want to let everybody know that Auditor Robert Landon has been invited on this program and at this point has not responded or not... I should say he has responded, but he has not accepted or declined coming on the program as of yet. So, we do hope he comes on one day, but he has been asked, and we will continue to ask, because we'd like to hear from him. We'd like to hear his point of view and opinion on things, and anytime he'd like to call in or come in, we would be glad to have him here. Now, if you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And an update on the commode situation, the commode tank lid. I still really have no leads on this thing. I have the big plastic piece still on the back of the commode at this point, but that's about it. That's about where we are on Thursday. Maybe something will happen that will be good. I really have no idea, but this is where we are at this point. All right, looks like a phone call is coming in. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
That's what I was going to ask you about, the lid to the commode.
You know, no, I haven't been able to track anything down yet. I did go back yesterday when I left here. I did go down there, and I did not see anything. I'm not sure if I was looking in the wrong place or if somebody had already taken the commode.
Yeah, it's as you go from Marion General to Route 4, it's just that streak straight across. It's right before Nichols, and it looked nice. I should have stopped and put it in the car, but I was in a hurry to get home. And you know, they need to have a place where you can just, if they're that expensive, go buy them, because When I take mine off, I put it on the sink, and I'm surprised mine hasn't fell.
Well, yeah, you know, I've never had that happen, and I don't know if I didn't get it on the sink just right, or if I really don't know what knocked it off, but, you know, it's broken, it's shattered, and at this point, I've just got the plastic piece over it, which I guess will have to suffice for now, but it is the weirdest thing that seems to be the only part of the commode that you cannot buy.
Yeah, I know you can buy the inside parts and stuff. That's about all you need that fits under the tank and everything. But, if I happen to go by, I'll look again, and I can always put it out too. But today I have to go to Columbus, so later, maybe this evening if I'm out. I was going to tell you, I don't know if you get the Marion Star, but in today's Star, the city auditor, he was appointed to a statewide board.
Yeah, we got that press release. We talked a little bit about that with Kai last hour. Yeah, I mean, hopefully he does well. I mean, what do you make of this whole situation? Did you listen to the interview with Kai?
No, I have to get ready to go to Columbus, so no.
Yeah.
I'll be leaving shortly, but no. I mean, to me, if it's that much trouble, you know, something needs to be done. And I think in the one paper it said that the IRS is, what, a taxing $60,000 has to be paid? Plus, they don't know how much more. I don't know if that was in the other day's paper or something.
Right.
And it'll just keep accumulating. So somebody needs maybe a watchdog over it for a while. I don't know. If you can't do the job, you just can't stand to lose money. That's all I know. So.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll continue to cover it. But, you know, I certainly think the people of Marion have a right to know what's going on. And they'll make their decisions based on this, but those are the facts that we have right now, that yes, the city has been penalized. It's something like $66,000, and there's still two more possible fines to come because of this, but they're appealing them, so I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, certain things, too. It must have been a few days ago they had a write-up. You have to meet all this stuff to qualify for that. And if not, I guess they're out of money, but it's like other things could be coming through and making IRS send more of those things out, delinquent or whatever they're sending out. So it said it could be accumulating more, so.
You know, a lot of people have said, and for whatever reason, I don't know, but they've said, this doesn't matter. Why do we keep bringing this up? I mean, do you think that it matters that the city is getting fined this money?
Yes, because if you can't do the job, you don't need to run for it. That's what's happening to a lot of politicians and different stuff. They really can't really do the job and different stuff. But, you know, if he knows this, there's a problem, I don't know. Somebody, I think, needs to kind of watch it, because you don't know what else is going to go on down the road. If he, you know, these people are supposed to really know stuff and catch it, and if he can't catch it, I don't know.
You know, it
just seems to be kind of like a little disaster.
Kai said something interesting that I had not heard before. He said that if you go to the auditor's office, the outside door is locked. Now, I don't know. I have never been down there to pull on the auditor's door, but that's a little peculiar.
Well, maybe he thinks somebody will come. Well, they kind of check you and come in shooting. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I
don't know why he... Well, you don't want anybody in. I mean, people coming in. Maybe they have to make an appointment. Maybe that's what he's doing.
Well, I guess, I think the inference was, I mean, they have security at the front of City Hall, so you would have to go through all that to get in. And I don't think the mayor's office door is locked, and to my knowledge, there are no other doors in City Hall that are locked. So I'm not really sure. I don't know.
It is news people, maybe like people from Columbus or somewhere coming interviewing. Maybe it's kind of to keep those kind of people out, you know.
It could be, but I don't know. I've never heard that before.
No, I haven't either.
So we'll see what happens. Well, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open here this morning. If you have any thoughts, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. All opinions are welcome. It's important to hear from everybody. That's why we're here. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say about the interview with Kai Mead or the commode situation or the McDonald's situation, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on your commode, you said your place you live in is only like 15 years old, maybe?
Probably.
Can't you find out who built it and maybe try to contact them?
Well, I think I could probably, I mean, the commode is a ProFlow, so I'm sure that this company is still in business. But the problem is I really don't want to buy the whole thing, and it doesn't seem like this is doable for some reason.
Right. The only other thing I think is if Menards or Lowe's does have them and buy it, take the lid and say, hey, changed my mind, didn't need it, here you go, here's your toilet bag. Without the lid. Do you live out by Myers?
Yeah.
Now, you live in that housing development beside there?
Yeah.
Don't they have a maintenance, or have you tried to contact maintenance?
Well, you know, I have, but I don't, see, I'm not even sure what I would tell them. I just knocked the lid off the,
Be straight up. They might charge you, but at least you're getting it fixed, and you're willing to buy one anyway. But,
well,
you know, they may have a few around there, or, you know, an empty place, or, you know.
Yeah, you never know. I'll tell you, one of the things is since the pandemic, they really don't come in all that often. So it's kind of hard to catch the office people. And for the most part, they've even closed the office. So,
well, that's all. I was just saying, suggesting call them, you know, see if you can find out some info. You know, maybe they got a few lids around there.
Well, I wonder if they're all uniform. I don't know.
Right. That may be true, but you may be looking everywhere and can't find one, and they're one on site. Where do you live?
Yeah, I'm going to have to give them a buzz and see what's going on.
That's what I do. Just tell the truth and say, hey, fell off the counter. You know, how do I go about getting one replaced? Because I got to have one, because what I got on there isn't satisfactory.
That's good. Well, good idea. I might give them a buzz.
All right, and one more thing with Landon keeping the door. I don't know how that is when he's a voted. You know, voted in the office, locking the door, but I'm sure he just don't want people in there snooping, seeing what else probably he's doing wrong, is how I feel.
Yeah. Well, the odd thing about that is that I'm guessing what Kai meant was is that the door is locked when he and his staff are in there. And if they're in there, I mean, I don't know how anybody could walk in and snoop around.
Right. Well, I agree. That's the object. I mean, we had a place. One of the buildings where I worked at, I didn't work in the building at the time, but they put a buzzer to when the door opens, you could hear people coming. And it was just, honestly, that they could be busy when people did come, to be honest.
Well, you know, the thing of this is, and you know, here's one of the problems right now, is we have not heard from Robert. And like I said, I wish he would come on, because I would say, do you keep your door locked? Why do you keep your door locked? And he could answer that. And I think the problem is it's coming off very bad because there is no answer.
He's not defending himself.
Well, we don't get any answers. I mean, maybe there's logical reasons for all this, for all I know, but we're not getting them. I mean, and then everybody just has to assume. And at this point,
we'll make it worse.
Well, right, and I think it does make it worse, but then some people just go in and defend, and they say, well, you know, we need to get off his back. Well, for a long time I heard that, but, you know, are people okay with the city getting fined this? I don't know.
Right. Everybody I hear calls in the radio station, there's really nothing positive, it's all negative, and it's because he's not speaking up. You know, maybe he might get some people behind him if he, you know, spoke out and what happened. Again, tell the truth. You know, it was an error. If it was an error, so be it.
Right, and I don't know what
you learn from your mistakes.
Right, and I don't know You know, it's interesting to me because press releases come out, and we run them. because, you know, the people have a right to know, but when you speak through press releases, you know, you're, a lot of questions don't get answered.
Oh, yeah, they just, you know, only what they want people to hear.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll all, flush out in the end.
Right on. Again, he's probably got the door, too, to keep the mayor out, because I'm sure he thinks the mayor's definitely against him, but you can't blame the mayor. You know, he just wants the guy to do his job and wants to make sure numbers and everything match up. That's the mayor's job.
I guess we'll find out.
All right, sir. You have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And, you know, the few times I have met Robert Landon have always been okay. I've never had a bad moment with him, and we've had good exchanges through emails and Facebook. I don't think he's ever been on the show. Now, if I'm wrong about that, somebody will correct me. But I do know one election night, I think it was the election night he won the auditor's election, he was on then, but other than that, I don't remember than him, he was on for maybe a few seconds, but I don't remember other than that, him being on. Now, if he has, then I'm wrong, but it certainly has been a while, and I just wish he'd come on so we could talk about these issues, because I certainly think they are on people's mind. Again, if anybody has anything to say about that whole situation, or the commode situation, or the McDonald's situation, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, give me a buzz, and we can talk about it here this morning, and momentarily, we will get to our big prize giveaway. I will let you know what prize we are giving away, and this is going to be a lot of fun, because we really don't know who's going to win. Even the name I draw out of the hat here will not signify the winner, because what I will do is I will call somebody, and if they're home, they will answer the phone, or if they're near their phone, they will answer the phone, and they will have one more question to answer. Now, if they answer that question properly, then they will be the big winner. But if they don't answer the question properly, then we'll move on and we'll draw another name out of the hat and we'll call somebody else. So it's going to be very, very interesting this morning to see how this all plays out. Now, I do want to let you know that if I call somebody and they answer the question wrong, that question is just thrown out. I'm not going to ask that question to the next person, because the next person then would have a chance to Google it. So it will be a different question. So if you're listening and you're in the contest and I ask somebody a question and they don't get it right, don't look up the answer to that question, because I'm not going to ask you that question if you happen to be the next caller. So that's how this will all work. I'm going to start this here in about 2 minutes. So if you have anything to say on the commode, or you have anything to say on the whole change situation at McDonald's, or anything that Kai said this morning, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget Glenn Coble on today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And Swap Shop, which has really been picking up, will be on today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And that is a lot of great programming on this station today, here on this WWGH day. All right, I got to make sure I got the prize, ready to go. And I'm also looking to see if I have the question that I'm going to ask the person here, ready to go. Now, these questions will not be super hard, because clearly you will not be able to Google these questions. So let me make sure I have the right question in place here this morning as we begin to call our listeners. All right, hold on. I think I've got the right question here. Okay. Let me see here. Well, the first question, I don't know if I should say anything yet. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure out this question as I read it myself. Okay, I think that one's too hard. We're going to have to go to an easier question here. Okay, you know what? We're going to use this question and see if anybody knows the answer to this question. Okay, here we go. Now, your phone could be about... Oh, let me tell you what the prize is, first of all. The prize is, straight from Amish country over in Sugar Creek, we have Hirschberger's Bakery and Farm Homemade Elderberry Jelly. Hirschberger's Bakery and Farm Homemade Elderberry Jelly. And I hear this stuff is very, very good. Now, I am not really sure what an elderberry is. Well, I have seen elderberries. That's not necessarily true. I've seen elderberries, but to be honest with you, I've never had elderberry jam. But we do have elderberry jam jelly. I guess it's jelly. What's the difference between jelly and jam? See, there's a whole nother question. But it's Hirschberger's Bakery and Farm Homemade Elderberry Jelly. That is what the big prize is this morning. Now, we will call somebody who entered our contest yesterday to see if they're going to win the elderberry jelly. So let's go to the phone system here and see what we can come up with. All right, here we go. A little bit of dialing here, if I can get a number. Okay, here we go. Coming right along. Oop, hopefully I dial this right. Okay. Well, we are ringing, so if your phone's ringing, you're up to win this morning, if you can answer the question right.
Hello?
Hello, Trish.
Yes?
Yes, it's Scott over at the radio station. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Have you been listening?
I still hear you dialing on the radio.
I know. A little bit of a delay there. Have you ever had elderberry jelly?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, here's... I have a question, and here's the question this morning. Now, did you watch a lot of television in the 1980s?
Well, not too much daytime then, because I was working back then.
Well, this show was actually on at night.
Okay.
Okay, here's the question. In Family Ties, do you remember that show?
Now, let's see, is that the one with Buffy and Jody?
No, Family Ties was Michael J. Fox.
Okay, yeah, I remember that one here. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So the question is, in Family Ties, who was Alex P. Keaton's idol?
Oh, Lord. I know it had to have been, he was really political, wasn't he?
I think he was on that show, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
Who was his idol? You just want to throw out a guess here?
Was it Reagan?
Not Reagan, but a good guess. Well, Trish, I know you're in this more than once, so we might be calling you again. So keep listening.
Okay. Since you're not going to ask that same question again, what was it?
No, it'll be a different question now.
No.
All right. So, the answer was Richard Nixon.
Nixon. Okay. I knew it had to be one of the Republicans.
Yes, it was Richard Nixon.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Trish. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Alex P. Keaton's idol on Family Ties was Richard Nixon. So we will not be asking that question again. And now I'm afraid to pick up a pen here because there's a pen leaking in here. I wonder if it's that one. That seems to have junk all over it. Okay. So we're going to cross this one off. The Richard... Well, now this pen doesn't work. I'm telling you, I'm having more issues here this morning with pens than you can imagine. Okay. There's that question. Okay. Now we have to get another question ready to go here. Okay. Let's get in the question box here. All right, let's see what we have. Okay, what's a good question here to ask? Well, let's not make them too hard here. Okay. Oh, well, this is an interesting one. Anybody could guess on this one and get it right. Okay, let's give this a try. Now we will draw another name out of the hat here for the elderberry jelly. All right, here we go. Let's crank up the phone here again on WWGH Radio. Here we go. All right, will the phone be ringing where this person is? Well, it's ringing. This is a good sign. Uh-oh, three rings. We might have a dead fish here.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
system. Oh, no.
System.
Sarah Burgoff
is not available.
Oh, Sarah is not answering.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Sarah, this is Ben with the IRS. We want to get all that money you have not paid on those fruitcakes. We hear you have not been paying the fruitcake cost. We're actually starting to tax the fruitcake based on the poundage of the fruitcake. So you owe $18,746.37. Just send that to the IRS, please. Sarah, it's Scott from the radio station. Where are you? Are you driving right now? Oh, now Sarah doesn't get to win. Okay, well, that's dead in the water. Let's move on to the next question here. Okay. Not next question. We didn't... Holy mackerel. Where... Oh, I misplaced my hat there for a second. Okay, next. Okay. Well, this will be good. Let's see how this goes. Okay, get the dialing music again. Or the dialing. There we go. Another dial could be you. See, this is why you have to enter these things. Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Lee!
Yeah?
It's Scott over at the radio station. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, I guess.
You listening this morning?
Yeah.
What do you think so far? Can you believe Sarah didn't answer my phone call?
That's not surprising since she drives that bus.
I know. What do you think she was, in the middle of a ride out there or something?
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to send that money over to the IRS?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, okay. Now, would you like some elderberry jelly?
No.
No?
Just go ahead and I don't want to have to have somebody come in and get it. And my legs hurt pretty bad. I don't want to try it myself. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, are you having a good time out there this morning?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. Having a good time.
Okay. Well, we'll talk soon, and we'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Now, see, here we go again. Now, Lee is out here. So let's draw another one here real quick. We might never get a winner here. Okay. Who is next here on the list of people we're going to call? And you still got to get the question right. So it's this whole situation. All right. Okay, here we go. Well, this should be interesting. I think we got the... All right, here we go. All right, if your phone's ringing, it could be big time for you. Let's see what we got.
Yes, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Scott over at the radio station.
Oh, how you doing, Scott?
Good. Have you been listening?
Actually, I just got out of a meeting.
Oh, how was the meeting?
Oh, it went pretty good.
Well, I tell you, it's bad news here because we've been trying this contest this morning, and you're like the sixth caller. And we've had people not answer. We've had people get the question wrong. It's been a whole mess.
Oh, boy. Well, I can't promise I'll get the question right, but I'll try.
Do you know what the prize is?
Nope, I haven't even heard that. I went into a meeting at 9:20 and I just got out.
Well, here's the prize. The prize is Hirschberger's homemade elderberry jelly.
Oh, wow, that sounds good.
Oh, it does. It looks good. So let's hope you get this right here. Okay, here's the question for you. Now, just even if you don't know the answer, take a guess. You might get it right. Here
okay.
It is. What was the first mass-produced cookie in the United States?
The first mass-produced cookie in the United States.
First mass-produced cookie in the United States. Do you know what it is? Don't try to Google it on me.
I'm going to go with...
Are you Googling it?
No, I'm not Googling it.
You're
I'm
not voice Googling
it,
are you?
I've got it. No, I've got it down to two. And I'm going to go with... Sugar cookie.
Sugar cookie. Oh, that was close. Not sugar cookies. What would your other answer have been?
Oatmeal.
Oh, not oatmeal. You know what it was? Animal crackers.
Oh, wow. I didn't think along that line.
Yeah, animal crackers. Well, I hope the meeting went well, and hopefully you turn on the radio. We've got like 13 minutes now to find a winner here, and we're not having very good luck this morning.
I got it turned on right now, so I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right. We're continuing on here to see what happens. What a morning it has been. Okay. Let's try... What a contest here we're having. Now I got to find a whole nother question. Well, not animal crackers. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to try to ease this up here a little bit. Okay. Here we go. Making another call. Well, maybe. Uh-oh.
Hey, is this the IRS?
Hey! What are you doing?
I was driving.
Well, that's weird. I just picked up the phone to call somebody else, and there you were.
Well, I don't want to owe any money to the IRS. I don't want you coming after me now.
No, did you get that?
I think this is a scam because I always heard the IRS wouldn't contact you by phone.
Well, I thought about calling the auditor's office, but I was afraid what would happen.
Oh, boy.
You know, I didn't want to cause any bigger problems down there than there already is.
It does kind of make you wonder. I mean, not to beat a dead horse here, but it does kind of make you wonder why he would want to get on there and defend himself.
I don't know, but now did you, because here's what I was wondering, because I know you're a faithful listener. Did you listen to that message, or did you hear me say it over the air?
Over the air? I was driving. Everybody's like, is that you? He's calling you.
Well, I was worried, because I thought, oh, she probably can't answer, because she's driving the bus.
That's what was going on.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Are you going to pay that money? Because they are charging the fruitcakes by the pound now.
No, like I said, I'm not convinced that this isn't a scam because I was always told the IRS will not contact us by phone.
Well, unless it's about poundage of food. There are caveats to these things.
You know, I do love my fruitcake.
Well, did you know the answer to the question that you would have gotten?
No.
So you wouldn't...
It was the cookie question?
It was the cookie question.
No, I was thinking chocolate chip.
Animal crackers. How about that?
That wouldn't even have entered into the cookie realm for me, because I don't really think of that as a cookie. They're not called animal cookies. They're called animal crackers.
Well, don't you find this more fun, though, than just, you know, pick a name out of a hat, you're the winner?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. See, I think this is very fair. Well, you're in here, I think. Are you in here twice? You could be the next caller.
All right, well, good luck to that person, because I would have failed miserably.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, here we go. Let's get to the phones again. Well, if we can get them to work. Hello? Oh, great. Now we're having phone issues. Okay. There we go. All right, let's call our next person here. Here we go. Next person on our list. Don't you love the sound of somebody calling somebody on the air?
Hello?
Charlene!
Yes?
It's Scott over at the radio station. How are you?
I'm good.
Have you been listening this morning?
I'm listening right now.
Do you see the problems I'm having here this morning?
Yes, either nobody's answering or nobody does not know the answer.
I know. It's very depressing. So I'm hoping you're going to break the streak here.
I'm hoping.
Now, would you want some elderberry jelly?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, because I feel bad.
Good.
Our poor friend Lee there, you know, he's just, he didn't want the elderberry jelly. So, now think hard about this one, because
okay.
I'm trying to ease up here on this. Now,
okay.
Now this is I'm going to give you a little hint on this one.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. How many boxes of Girl Scout cookies are sold each year? Now, the number is in millions, and if you come within 10 million, I'll give it to you.
In the whole United States?
Whole United States. How many boxes
okay.
of Girl Scout cookies are sold each year? Now, you're not Googling, are you? I know you're at that desk.
Nope. I'm actually not even allowed on my computer during work hours. I'm going to say 35 million.
Oh, 200 million.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that a lot of cookies?
Oh, yes. And I seen online the other afternoon where, because of the pandemic, they didn't really do a lot of selling this year, and they had something like 10 million boxes sitting in storage.
Oh, that's depressing.
That they can't sell.
Now, how many boxes, how many cookies, or what is your favorite Girl Scout? I was thrown. Glenn was walking in there distracting me. Well, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
The Thin Mints.
Now, see, everybody says that, but I like the Samoas.
Yeah. No, those are the ones with the coconut and stuff on them, aren't they?
Yeah, the coconut.
Yeah, those are good, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think you're in here. Are you in here twice, Charlene?
Yes, I am.
You could be the next person for all I know, so we're going to keep trying here for 8 minutes.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye. Boy, this is just a terrible disaster, but it's a good time killer. So we need to get rid of the elderberry jam. Jelly. What's everything jam and jelly?
I have no idea.
Well, thank you, Glenn. Thank goodness you're here. Do you know James, jams and jellies?
How it's prepared.
Really? Well, see, he knew the answer.
I don't know the full answer, but...
No, it sounded good to me. All right, let's try another one here. Okay, you know, I'm going to let you pick, Glenn. Give me a number between 1 and 20.
18.
Okay. 18... is... Oh, this will be good. All right. Let's try it again here. I had a little phone issue there a second ago. The question's really going to have to be easy at this point. Because we're running out of time. And we want to give this away today. Don't forget, James is going to be on with Glenn for the next 2 hours. That's always very popular here. It's good to learn about that stuff. And the tall grass trails out on Holland Road. I don't know why I could not think of that the other night. I'm so glad you messaged me that. I blanked on it.
Hello?
Yeah, Sarah!
Hot diggity!
I know, now here you go, but don't get too excited yet because we don't know how you're going to get the question right.
I'm no good unless I can Google, but
well, listen,
I can't do that.
They keep getting easier because we're down to 6 minutes here.
Well, what's my topic?
This isn't Jeopardy!
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's the question. All right, now, did you watch a lot of television in the 80s?
Yes,
okay,
I did.
Here we go.
But when I heard you ask the other person that, I thought, that's all I did in the 80s was watch TV. But then I didn't know that answer. Doesn't even matter.
You didn't know Nixon was Alex P. Keaton?
I was born in the 80s, so I was watching, like, Scooby-Doo and Punky Brewster and stuff like that.
Oh, now... You know what? Now, this is the weirdest thing in the world, because...
It always is when we get on the phone.
Well, it is. You know, that's what they tell me. It's strange, because This is, you mentioned two shows there. This is a Punky Brewster question.
Oh, no, and I'm not going to know it.
Well, you just told me you watched Punky Brewster. You told me you watched it.
Yeah, but my God, I'm 41 years old. That wasn't last week, Scott. Okay, just go.
Well, why'd you mention Punky Brewster then?
Because I remember watching. Did you know they're bringing that back?
Oh, boy, that'll be fun. Isn't everybody dead?
I want to say it's the Peacock Channel. They're bringing it back. She's an adult now.
Oh, boy.
I just think some things shouldn't be recreated.
Well, I tell you what, I will set my television for that. I'll set aside my...
Did you like Punky Brewster?
Yeah, I did like Punky Brewster, a matter of fact. And because, you know, well, I'll give you the answer, but I'll tell you in a minute why I like Punky Brewster. Okay, you ready?
All right, let's go. Time to bomb.
Well, I can tell you sound excited. I feel excited here. Okay, on Punky Brewster, she was an orphan, and she was taken in by a gentleman. What was the gentleman's name?
I knew I wasn't going to get this. I don't even know.
Well, he's the star of the show. You like this show?
That show from 30 years ago.
You don't remember the guy's name she lived with?
No.
Oh, holy mackerel. Well, this is why, number one, I like the show because I did get a chance to interview this guy, but he was also in the Police Academy movies, which were very, very funny. So he's a good actor.
Well, let's have it. Who was he?
Well, his real name was George Gaines, but what we were looking for on the show, and I would have just taken his first name, Henry Wanamont. Do you remember her saying Henry?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name of the dog?
It's coming back to me now.
That's on here now. Do you remember the name of the dog?
No.
Well, apparently it's not coming back all that much. Do you remember anything else about the show except Punky Brewster?
I remember a show about an orphan, and I guess that's all I really remember. I do remember the show, though. I remember watching it.
I got to try to call somebody else here in 3 minutes, but make sure you send that check to the IRS.
Not happening, Captain.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Well, boy, Glenn, come up with a question. Just give him the answer. Just say the answer now. Okay, something very simple here. Okay, some television answer that's going to be completely simple. All right. Pick a number again. 1 and 20.
12.
12. Okay. Oh, that's not on that page. Okay. 12. Here we go. This is a new one. Is this working? Oh, what's wrong with the phone? Oh, man. Oh, here we go. Okay, now we're getting ringing. This is good. Good sign. Let's see here.
Good morning.
Hey, Ralph, it's Scott. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Good. Are you listening this morning?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, we're having disasters left and right here.
Yeah, I hear that.
I know.
And I'm one of the dumb ones.
No. I'll tell you what. Do you want this elderberry jelly?
Oh, sure. Why not?
All right, just think hard here because the questions are getting easier as we fall down the list here today. Okay, let me get a good one here. I didn't even look at the list here of this TV trivia. Did you watch a lot of television?
Yes.
All right. This is good. Did you know any of the questions we've asked this morning?
No. outside of the animal crackers.
Well, you did know the animal crackers.
Yeah,
oh.
I call them, you know, you call them cookies. I call them crackers.
You know, it says crackers on the page, but it should be cookies, I would guess. You're probably right there.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is in the cookie category here. Famous Amos, Wally Amos, as himself, the Cookie Man, appeared on a big, successful sitcom on network television. Do you know what, not as a regular, he was a guest star. Do you know what show that was?
No, I sure don't.
Oh, let's see here.
I don't even know the Famous Amos.
Oh, have you ever had the Famous Amos cookies?
Nope.
No? Oh, darn. Well, Ralph, I thank you for playing. We're going to try to get one more call in here.
All right, Scott.
Thank you.
Sorry, man.
No problem. Bye-bye. The answer was Taxi. He was on Taxi. Yeah, he was. He helped Lotka. He came to him in a dream. All right. Holy, now we're really going to have to get easy. Something simple, because this is the last call we have time for.
Who was Clark Kent?
Yeah, we're getting to that level here at this point. All right, who's next? Oh, give me a number. You have to throw it out there.
Four.
All right. Number four on the list. Here we go. Let's see what we got coming here. Let's see here. Ringing. Yeah, we're about there. Oh.
Hello?
Charlene, it's Scott.
Yes.
It seems like we just spoke a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I think we did.
We did. All right, now listen, you're it this morning, because if you don't answer this right, we're out of time.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Have you known the answer to any of these?
I knew the answer to the Punky Brewster one.
Oh, you knew Punky Brewster?
Yeah, I used to watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to find a Punky Brewster question here then. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's a Punky Brewster question. Okay. Let me see. A good Punky Brewster question. I got a few of them here. Okay. Well, wait, you know, this has not been an official question this morning. What was the name of Punky Brewster's dog?
The name of Punky Brewster's dog. Let me see.
Now, you sound like you're Googling this.
No, actually, I'm not. I'm actually standing out in the hallway at work. I have to be on the phone at work, but I'm good.
Oh, okay. Well, don't get fired over this.
I remember the name of the dog on what was that?
Punky Brewster. Sounds like you're talking to somebody. What's going on here, Charlene?
Nothing, actually. I've got my radio on, and I'm full of people still in my office building. They're full. I work at a doctor's office, so it's busy.
Oh, a doctor's office.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, don't talk too loud.
I know the name of the dog.
I don't know why I'm whispering.
Okay. Let me see. No, that wasn't it.
No, the dog on Punky Brewster. Now, think hard here.
Punky Brewster. The dog on Punky Brewster.
The dog
on... She should have asked me her best friend's name. I knew that.
Oh, you knew her dog. But, see, her best friend, I think, was the dog.
And then a little girl. Her name was Cherry.
Her friend's name was Cherry.
Wait a minute.
Oh, here, it's coming to you because that Google button's
it's
working.
Little tiny dog.
Yeah.
I can see her bouncing around with him. Brandon,
you got it.
Brandon.
Listen, I'm not going to disqualify you, but how did you come up with that?
I knew Punky Brewster.
Really, that was process of elimination in your head?
Yes.
Well,
I remember the one episode where the little girl, her little friend, that refrigerator was sitting outside, and the little girl crawled inside the refrigerator when they were playing hide and seek, and the refrigerator door sealed.
Well, listen, I'm impressed.
That was my favorite episode of all times. And then the old man and then she used to wear two different colored shoes.
She did.
And then she used to wear two different colored leg warmers. And one ponytail was crooked than the other one. So yeah. It was cool.
It was Brandon. Okay. Well, now listen here. You can come get this. Glenn will be here till 1 o'clock today. Now,
okay.
Does that work for you?
I might be able to get up there on my lunch break.
Okay. He'll be here till 1, but if you can't, I'll be here tomorrow morning from 8 until 1, and then, but if not, you know, we'll hold it here for you. And,
okay.
Where
are you located now?
We are on South Prospect. Do you know where, find Washington Street. We're right across from Washington Street. It's 523 South Prospect.
Live right off of Prospect Street. So.
Yeah. Before the if you hit that island in the road, you've went too far. We're right before the island on the right.
So Prospect continues on, and then Walnut goes around the other way.
Right, we're right before that.
Okay.
Right. And but you have to call it and tell us how this elderberry jelly was, because I don't know.
Okay.
Well, Charlene, you're the winner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, hey, it was a great time killer this morning, and Charlene's the winner. The dog was Brandon. I'm out of here. James Anderson with Glenn Coble. And by the way, Swap Shop today from 12 to 1. flyers have been showing up here left and right, so it should be a hot day today on Swap Shop, 12:15 to 1. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available, mobile notary services in Central and Mid-Ohio.
Woo-woo! Hi, this is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio's LP radio station, 107.1. Goodbye. Don't forget to stay demented.
It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Dorothy May Combs, age 76, of Marion, passed away at her home on Wednesday, June 16th. She is survived by her husband, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, nieces, and nephews. Her family will greet friends from 4 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 24th at the Lighthouse of Prayer, 788 North Main Street. Services honoring her life will take place.